If I could have your attention in the media center, we're going to go ahead and continue on with our post-race media availability for the 24th annual Big Machine Brantley Gilbert Brickyard 400 here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And we're joined by crew chief Keith Rodden of the winning car, the number 5 Farmers Insurance Chevrolet. Keith, this 5 team has been through a lot, really persevered through a lot of struggle. And today, you really had to outlast your competition to get the victory lane. How sweet of a victory is this for you as a crew chief and for your team?
Well, I think it's probably one of the sweetest races you can win. Obviously, Indianapolis is a huge racetrack, ton of history here. Every time you turn in, you know, and get to the museum, you're like, oh, man, there's just so cool to be here and be able to experience it. And obviously, it's a huge, huge win for us. It's not just about the 5 team. I mean, it's a huge win for everyone at Hendrick Motorsports. I'm incredibly proud of all the men and women there, whether it's chassis shop, engine shop, each of the team shops. Everyone's working together closer than they ever have. And, you know, it's all about coming together and making it where we all run first through fourth every week. And we all know that's idealistic and it might not always happen, but that's our goal. And, you know, today was a big day. We always talk about how much bad luck we have, really as a company, but definitely on the 5 car. Sometimes you make your own luck. Sometimes things happen that are completely out of your control. And today was one of those things where we made a decision to alter our pit strategy a little bit, due obviously to the leaders. And when it was our time to pit, they all wrecked off 4. And, you know, thankfully everyone's okay. But that led to us being able to, you know, leave pit road with 4 fresh tires and enough fuel. And when everyone pitted in front of us, you know, take the lead and be able to control the series of the restarts that started happening. So really good day for everybody. Super proud of everybody. And this is the largest media center I've ever been in.
It's pretty big. Let's go ahead and open the floor for questions. We're going to start with Lee, then we'll go to Jordan.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. Killer, you've been with Casey for a long time, and this has been a really rough stretch for him. Not that he needs vindication, but what is this victory? You know, what kind of a moral victory is this for Casey in addition to picking up, you know, the trophy?
Well, I think it's a huge moral victory for him and everyone on our team. You know, he does an incredible job, and I don't think he gets near the credit that he deserves. You know, I feel like every race we actually run pretty good lap times at some point in the race, and we never can get anybody to pay any attention to us. We just don't have the exposure. We're not high enough. We don't qualify good enough, or something happens where, you know, we get a flat tire or whatever, get caught by a caution. Everything seems to always happen. And I feel like that when you start letting that all pile on, it just builds and builds and builds. And I think today, you know, we caught a break, but at the same time, he had to defend everyone else that was left in the race and have really good restarts 3 times in a row. And ultimately, you know, restarted 2nd and won the race. So I think that says a lot to his talent and his ability. And I was really glad that that happened. So, you know, the other stuff you'll have to ask him. But honestly, I feel like he comes to the track prepared every week. First practice here on Saturday morning, we were the fastest car for – we weren't the fastest car on the long run, but we were the fastest car taking off in race trim, and we ran some really, really good laps, and we were definitely a top 5 car right off the truck in race trim. The 11, I think, tested here, so they showed up in qualifying trim. So, like, when you looked at the pylon, the 11 was 1st, we were 2nd, and Kenseth was 3rd, but our car had a lot of speed, and, you know, I think that's really good, and it was, you know, that gives everybody on the whole team a little bit of pep in their step, and we got too loose in qualifying, and then everybody knows the story here. It's really tough to pass, and we passed up to about 12th, and then we just rode. And it was harder to – kept getting tires and then having a restart. And then it seemed like we kept restarting on the outside, and it was a little bit of a detriment to us, you know, in the race. And so other than that, I don't really know. I think it's going to be a big momentum boost for everyone on our team. I think they get to see all their hard work realized. You know, obviously Daytona – we were very fast and went to the back 3 times and went straight, went straight back to the front. And that was like a little bit, but we didn't finish the deal, right? And today we finished the deal, so it's really special.
We'll go to Jordan, then to Bob, then to Dick.
Jordan Bianchi, SB Nation. Keith, You've probably heard the speculation about KC, the five team. I'm wondering if you had those discussions with KC, with Rick, with any of the personnel on the team about what might happen to the team, who your might driver might be for next year?
None at all. I don't worry about any of that. All I worry about is our race team, keeping all the guys focused and ready, frankly, for an opportunity like this to present itself, right? Because you can't take 1 minute off. I mean, you can't take 1 second off. You can't lose focus at all. Through our career, there's always been a lot of speculation. For me, working at Team Hendrick, it's been very stable. It's really nice. But when you're not winning races, not getting the job done, I think you have your own answer. So I don't really worry about it. All I worry about is trying to keep the team guys focused and motivated each week and have it where they show up and ready to do their jobs. And I'm telling you, our road crew works so, so hard. Everybody knows about the 16.5-hour day yesterday, and they just killed it. I mean, they did an incredible job. They all have great, great attitudes. And our pit crew is a really, really good pit crew. They're super strong. And I can't wait to start running up front more and more and more and let those guys show off their ability as well.
Like the welcome now to the stage. Rick Hendrick, the team winning owner today. And today was Mr. Hendrick's 10th Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series win here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is a series high. He has 5 wins with Jeff Gordon, 4 with Jimmy Johnson, and now 1 with Casey Kane. Mr. Hendrick, how sweet of a victory was this for you?
Well, anytime you can win here, it's special. This place is so special. It's been a crazy day. So happy for Keith and Casey and Farmers. Really proud of them. Casey really gutted it out on those last couple of restarts. So just really happy for the organization, happy for those guys.
Okay, we'll continue on. We'll go with Bob and then to Dick.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. Ask Rick, what does this win do for Casey's future?
Puts him in the chase in the playoffs. And, you know, we're excited about that. I hope this turns the corner. The team's had a lot of bad luck. You know, Pocono is a good race for Casey and Keith, so we'll go up there and try to, you know, do it again.
The team, you were in that pit at 2:30, the race took off, all the things that happened. Had you ever been in an 8-hour race like that at that distance and all the turns and twists?
Probably not of this magnitude. We had a race at Daytona a few years ago that kind of started and stopped and restarted later, but there's lots of twists, and you know, like I said, we just had to try to figure out a way to do something different and try to end up in front, and that's what we did. We definitely turned the luck around a little bit, and then we still had to win the race, and Casey did that, so he did a great job.
Go up here to this gentleman up front.
Keith, this is a question for Keith, Rob Peters of the Indianapolis Star. The race really seemed to come into your hands really a lot there towards the end, but the elements definitely changed a lot. There was the rain in the beginning, and then it started off really, really hot, and then the rain happened, and then it kind of cooled down a little bit. I don't know. I was only out there for a little bit, but it felt like it was a lot cooler. what did that do to the car? Did that help Casey out a little bit more, or did that force you guys to change your strategy a little bit?
I don't really think it changed the car a lot. I think the car was actually pretty similar today. One thing that did keep happening, it seemed like every time we had pit and put on sticker tires, the caution would come out. So it's like you had like a little mini heat cycle on the tires, and when you just run stickers here for our car this weekend, we are freer. So it's kind of hard because you don't know how to adjust and you're staying out for track position. So really, to me, the heat cycles on the tires over and over through some of those runs kind of gave us a little bit of a bad idea on what the car was doing. But otherwise, just getting the track position and getting up front, I mean, you're just so, so much faster. And that was probably the best thing that helped our car.
Caleb
Whistler, Speedway Digest. Rick, could you just talk about and describe your emotions and reaction over the last, say, 20 laps of that race with Kane leading?
You know, having this has been a really up and down, having problems with two cars, and then, you know, all of a sudden you look up and looks like Jimmy and the two and Casey are going to come down to the final here, three abreast. And then 48 has a problem, and then those two restarts. You know, your heart's in your throat. Roger Penske's a good friend of mine, and we were texting each other before the restart. And so we emailing each other. But you just can't count a victory here, especially when you got a green-white checker, and these guys are diving all over the place, and it's pretty exciting for the fans, but it's pretty rough if you're sitting there as a car owner, because you just know if he could get into one and come off of two there, we'd be in good shape. But the restart before that, we had I think Denny got into the back of him and tried to help him and actually made him bobble, and two got by us. But a race like this, you don't know till the checkered flag, and then it kind of hits you when you're celebrating with all the guys out there, because to win the Brickyard's a big deal, and for those guys to be able to kiss the bricks and do all the things, great for Farmers. And Chevrolet, Chevrolet was out there with us. So it's, these kind of races, kind of when it happens that much, that close to the end, you kind of don't really get it all sinks in until the next day. So big deal.
Go to Dustin, then we'll end with Jordan.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. A couple questions. First for Keith. Five of the last seven races have ended under accident for you guys. In one sense, were you almost kind of waiting to get caught up in it just because of all the bad luck that you guys have been hit with? And secondly, for both of you, if you can talk about this, Casey's kind of talked more about his passion. I think kind of feels like he needs to get that out a little bit more, that maybe people don't get that sense. How do you see the passion of Casey, or how he's kind of gotten through? Because this certainly has not been an easy period for him.
Yeah. You want to go first?
Sure. Yeah, we've had a little bit of a rough stretch. So, you just have to keep communicating, whether it's me and Casey or everybody on the team, and keep everyone prepared. And that was, I don't want to keep repeating the same stuff, but that's really the thing. That's my job. My job is to lead the team. My job is to keep everybody ready and make sure they understand that at any moment, this sport's crazy, and anything can happen and put you in position to win. And there we were on the biggest stage and executed and got the job done. As far as his passion, I mean, he's really quiet. And just because you're quiet doesn't mean you don't want it. You don't need to scream and shout and stuff either. So I think channeling your emotions correctly, I was giving our spotter a little bit of advice on the last restart. Like, don't yell at him. He knows what he needs to do. And we do look at some stuff a lot. We know a lot about one another, and we know what motivates each other. And yelling at him, telling him, come on, let's do it, let's get a good one, well, that's not going to work. So, I think we did all the right stuff, and he executed an incredible restart to end. So,
yeah, I think when you talk to Casey, and I have, in the meetings, the debriefs, especially when you've had a rough, rough road, and your confidence gets down, but he said, I know I can do it. I just, it just doesn't. Harder I try, the more, it seems like I, have this rough, bad luck. Something like this can be really good for any guy to have, the whole team to have confidence that, you're going to get wrecked or something's going to happen. I mean, it would be a tire, it would be a speeding, it would be a loose wheel, a lot of, just things that happen to everybody. I mean, I think Kyle Busch is going through it right now. I mean, he's run awful good. He's to not have won a race. And when you try really hard, I mean, all I can say about Casey is he shows up on time, and he shows up on time with his game face on, and he puts in the effort. And, sometimes it just takes a break. But he's done everything. And I know in his heart he wants to do it, and he's trying. So,
Jordan? This question's for Rick. Jordan Bianchi, SB Nation. Rick, will Casey Keene be driving your number 5 car in the Cup Series next year?
We don't have our plans are not set for the five car. So, you know, you guys asked me that this morning, and I told you, you know, that we hadn't made any plans yet. I haven't. There's nothing concrete or done, and that hadn't changed. You know, we'll see how things shake out the rest of the year. There's a lot of things involved, sponsors and a lot of things we look at. We're going to try hard, but there's no decisions made at this time.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on your victory today, and good luck next week at Pocono.
Thank you.
Thanks.